Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive.
Our minds, I want you to listen carefully to this, our minds are the same before and after salvation. Why is that so important? Because God is wanting our minds to be transformed.
In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today.
Let's go into a new sermon series with Pastor Rogers. This series goes along with Pastor Rogers' recent sermon series, Transformed. This is Mind Management Part 1. Nothing changes until your mind changes. Let's go into the message with Pastor Rogers today.
Your soulish realm is one that is not yet reformed and renewed because you have the same mind that you had back then. Everybody gets all excited about, I'm saved. Problem is, somebody forgot to notify your head. And your attitude and your character and your actions and your behavior and all of that. That's the reason why he says you've got to get this mind inside of your mind, okay? Because you know that your body, Romans chapter 8 tells us, your body is always going to resist anything that the Spirit tells it to do. Always. So I've got to get my mind right, which you remember, apparently, just in case you don't. You got this will, and you got these emotions. You know, I just fell out of love. I don't love them anymore. Well, that's not true. You just stopped. Because love is not an emotion. Love is an act of my will. You know, I've noticed that since I've been teaching this series that the Wednesday night crowds have been increasing. I'm really glad about that. So we're gonna keep on because apparently I'm hitting on something that somebody needs to have. So look at your neighbor and tell them, listen up real careful. You need this real bad. So understand that our minds are the same before and after salvation. I've gotten saved and boy, it felt like a burden came off of my shoulder. My sins were taken away. I'm forgiven. I'm saved. And most people stop right there. And what I would call, in the picture of the tabernacle, the outer court is where most people stop. I'm saved. Oh, glory to God. And then they get really upset because they never experience the glory of God. Even though you're in the presence of God, whether you're in the outer court or in the holy place, which represents the soulish realm, and you'll see that this coming weekend by the three pieces of furniture that are in there that represent your mind, your will, and your emotions. Your mind, your will, and emotions. Don't miss this weekend, okay? So that's your soulish realm, but over here in the Holy of Holies, where the Ark of the Covenant is where the glory is. And most people come to church week after week. I got saved. Yes, I did. I came to the cross. The sacrifice was made. I praise God for it. I might go over there and paddle in the water a little bit, but I won't go for whatever reason when it comes to the place where I've got to sanctify myself, because here's the deal. Everybody could get in here in the outer court, but only the priest could go in. And the priest had to be sanctified by the water, by the washing of the water of the Word of God. Otherwise, the Bible says, you'll hear it this weekend, he said, God told Moses, he said, you tell Aaron and his sons to make sure they don't bypass the sanctification process, because if they get into this area right here without stopping and doing what they need to do, they will surely die. It's important for us to realize that anybody and everybody can get in the outer court, but only the true worshipers are going to worship in spirit and in truth. When you worship God in spirit and in truth, you're worshiping the Word, which is the truth, from your spirit, and it literally bypasses all of your understanding. That's the reason why when you're baptized, this is nothing on my notes, but when you're baptized in the Holy Ghost, listen, when he came in, when you asked Jesus to forgive you of your sins, he came into your life in regeneration. Your DNA spiritually was changed. But when you said, Lord, I want you to fill me with the power of the Holy Ghost. And you prayed, Lord, fill me. And suddenly you said, How do I know that I'm truly filled? And then you read the book of Acts and you found out that speaking in tongues with the utterance of the Holy Spirit is the evidence, the initial physical evidence that you have been baptized in the Holy Ghost. And what does he do? When you start opening your mouth and you begin to speak out in tongues, now that Holy Spirit that's been in you in regeneration and salvation now begins to come out of your life as a witness that I have, ladies and gentlemen, been transformed. And the Holy Spirit is now in charge of my mind, my will, my emotions, and my body is not my own. I'll beat my body under subjection. And that means if I don't feel like coming to church, get yourself up and get to that house. Because you know your body will never say, you know what? Let's just go to church. Does it? Can we be real honest here? How many of you had one of those days where you said, you know what? I could just stay home. Let me see your hand. See, I'm raising my hand right now. The preacher wants to stay home. Come on, say amen, somebody. But I know in order for my mind and my body to come under subjection to the Holy Spirit, my actions, my behavior, my attitude, all of it's got to change. And it only happens by the renewing of my mind and what I'm calling in this series mind management. Living a victorious life in Christ is a matter of thinking the way God thinks. Which changes your, listen, it changes your behavior. This is the reason why people don't want to get past the outer court experience. I'm good. I'm saved. Yeah, but there's glory on the inside. Anybody want to see the glory of God? Okay? I want to see the glory of God. I want to see the manifestation of the glory of God. Well, you will not see it by just being a barnyard Christian. You're in the yard of God. This Sunday, if the Lord tarries his coming, we're going in his house. How do you know that? Because this right here is called the door. If I'm a friend, I'm going in the door. I'm going to go in and commune with him. And then he's going to show me things that other people don't see because Jesus says, oh my God. Because Jesus died on the cross, Ephesians says that the middle wall of partition has been broke down. So somewhere between my hallelujah and luya, I'm going to see the glory of God like we did this past weekend. Y'all hearing what I'm saying? Do not be satisfied with doing church. Oh, I love his presence. Yes, I love his presence too, but there's glory. Now, what's the difference? It's not on my notes. His presence is the presensing that God is in the place. And quite frankly, God is everywhere. He was in my car coming here. He's at my house. Wherever I am, he is. But the glory is different than the presence in that it's where God manifests himself. Meaning, in a church service, for example, we'll be in his presence. Oh, I love his presence. Wait a minute. Stay with him. Don't get up and run out the door just because it's 12. If you're really hungry for God, stay with him until the glory of God. What does that look like? It looks like people getting saved around the altar, filled with the Holy Ghost, healed by the power of God, lives are changed. Hey, your life has changed because you stayed in his presence long enough to see his glory. And when I say long enough, time is not the issue. Let me say it like this. If you will do your part out there in the outer court before we come into the sanctuary, then suddenly the songs they sing and the message I preach is only a capstone on what you're already into. Come on, somebody. And the glory of God will be manifest. Now, not everybody sees that. Not everybody sees that. And furthermore, not everybody will see it. And I want to give you a sobering statement here. Because in the years of our ministry, there's only been two times, and the second one was this past weekend, only two times in the history of our ministry where a prophetic word came like it did this past weekend, saying that time is running out and you need to search your heart to be able to move forward. Two times. One of them was this past weekend. The time before, things shifted. Here's the danger. The same people that came to church that did not want to lay it aside, because you can't take goats and bullocks and lambs and sheep into the presence of God. That all stays out. All of my offense, all of my bitterness, all of my behaviors, all the stuff that don't look like Jesus is crucified right there. I don't know why I'm saying this tonight, but I think God is speaking. You don't take that in here. There's no sacrifices of animals in here. You don't carry some bad attitude in there. You collapse, you die. And I've watched people whenever that word has gone forth, that they came to church week after week and they never made a move closer to God when the call came. And you may not even know what that looks like, but God, search me and let me be drawing near to you, because you said if I draw near to you, you draw near to me. And we'll figure it out when we get on the inside. I'm going to say that again. We'll figure it out on the inside. You can tell me all about it in the glory. But don't let me stop outside in the yard. Because here's the deal. I've watched people sit in church who had opportunities to be able to draw near to God and they didn't. I think I'm preaching truth right here. And when they didn't, all they got was this outer court experience. And after a while, they got bored with it because it never manifested in any glory. It was only blood. And every time they heard the word of God, it was always something that was the law. And they never got to experience the intimacy and the glory of God in their life. Boy, I feel the presence of God right here now. I'm just saying to you, church, God is calling us to Him. I said, God is calling us closer to Him. Please don't shovel this over for somebody else sitting beside you. Because here's the deal. Out here, there's a lot of people. But the closer you get to God, it's a one-on-one. Say amen, somebody. So managing your mind is critical to that. Because it is, in fact, for the believer, it is a lifetime of training, renewing of your mind. Too many Christians make little progress because being born again, they're satisfied in saying, hey, I'm saved, but they never change their behavior. And they fail to manage their mind or take control of their mind and change their thinking to comply with God. So whenever the word of God comes forth and it hits them and they're still hanging out here where they should be moving on, closer to God, it winds up slaying them with the word of God. Renewing your mind is more than just learning. I'm not here to give you information. That's the reason why that I'm not just giving you information and then doing like a lot of folks are doing and whatever, that's their church they pastor. But at this church, we come to the altar. We expect the Holy Ghost to invade our presence right here. We expect Him, and whenever He wants to take over the service, believe me, we will preempt everything and say, Holy Ghost, have your way, and I will never be ashamed of the moving of the Holy Spirit.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org. Or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org. And I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.